King and Country and Fix My Eyes on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It is 7:10 on a Tuesday morning. Time for a closer look at Clear's community. This morning, I have Jody Willison, and she is with Columbus Community Hospital in the Home Health and Hospice Care. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
Pretty good. Is it raining?
Just sprinkling.
Sprinkling. Okay. So let's kind of dive into what home health and hospice is. Start with home health area. What is that and what do you do?
Okay. Home health is a skilled department of the hospital where it's physician ordered. People need to be homebound, meaning it's a taxing effort for them to leave their home. It's okay to go to the doctor, to appointments, things like that, but we really don't want people out and about every day. If that's the case, they could go see their physician rather than a nurse coming to their home. We cover 10 counties, about a 40-mile radius. We cover everything from oxygen education to wound care to diabetic teaching, IV antibiotics. It just needs to be a skilled service ordered by a physician, and they need to be homebound.
You cover a big territory. I was kind of surprised by that.
A lot of windshield time some days.
I'll bet there is. So how many people work in your department and what are their different jobs?
Okay. We have 9 nurses, 1 full-time social worker, 2 home health aides, 2 billers. We have 9 volunteers for our hospice program, and then we also use physical, occupational, and speech therapy from the hospital.
So with home health, what is the average length of time that you work with a client?
For home health, our average length of stay is about 31 days currently. Medicare, Medicaid dictate some of the things we do. But we could see people for longer. As long as they're skilled and they're meeting their goals or progressing towards their goals, we recertify them and keep them on service.
And when you go in, is it like once a week, 5 times a week?
It just depends on what the doctor orders. Sometimes it's a daily dressing change or they just need that reinforcement. So we will see them daily, twice a day. Sometimes there is someone on call 24/7. It could be 3 times a week for a wound vac. It just kind of depends on what the physician orders, and it's a case-by-case basis.
Okay. Does it ever change from, let's say, home health over into a hospice situation?
Yeah.
It can?
Yep. Sometimes we'll have people that are actively receiving chemo. We get them for pain control, just maybe some generalized weakness, trying to do some therapy, keep them safe at home, get them back to the highest level of functioning that they can be at, and then eventually we will transition to hospice.
Now, I would imagine with the aging of our population, which is happening, that most of who you see are an older population, but you do see younger patients too, don't you?
Right. Most generally, our patients are older. I use that term loosely because any more 80 can be young.
I know.
But we do see infants up to, I think our oldest patient was 107 and she was still at home. So.
Wow, that's amazing. So how did you first get involved in home health?
I was working at a nursing home and was just looking for maybe some better hours as a new nurse. I was working nights, evenings, days, whatever was scheduled for me, and saw this posting. And I remember at my interview, they said, "What do you know about home health?" And well, you probably see people at home. And 19 years later, here I am. So it's just nice to build those relationships and stay in there a little bit longer versus seeing someone in a sterile situation type room where you may not see them after your shift is over.
Oh, that's cool. Well, we're going to keep Jody here and find out about hospice when we come back on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. That is the Doobie Brothers and A Brighter Day on Clear 101. It is 7:23. We're back with more Community Spotlight with Jody Willison from Columbus Community Hospital. We're talking about home health care and hospice. And with the hospice side of it, well, first of all, home health care, Jody, that is a doctor-referred program.
Correct.
So hospice, tell me a little bit about that.
So hospice is for patients that are facing a life-limiting illness. We focus on comfort, dignity, not so much on curative treatment anymore. The same staff, and we provide that care in the home, in assisted livings, in nursing homes here in town. If there is a symptom that's not controlled, we will take them to the hospital to get that symptom under control and then transfer back to either their home or a skilled nursing facility if needed.
I was surprised that you had told me that you will go into like an assisted living and work with clients.
Yep. An assisted living doesn't provide skilled care, so we're just that extra support for patients that maybe need a little bit more help than what the assisted living can provide, but we're just the hands-on nursing support, home health aides, things like that.
So when you are working with a family on a hospice situation, I realize some of this because just, you know, a year or so ago, my father was going through this and had a wonderful hospice program that he worked with. But you work with the family members, too, you know, counseling and helping them to help their loved one.
Right. Our nurses definitely focus on the spiritual part of it. Our social worker is a master's prepared social worker and is a counselor as well. And to help work through that grief process as we approach the end of their life.
And because of a great program like hospice, many patients are able to stay in their home until the end.
Most of our patients do stay home and prefer to stay home. There are instances where things change and we do move them to a nursing home or an assisted living, but most generally our patients are at home.
Which is a great comfort to them.
Yes, so. It is.
What are some of the other things that you do in the programs? I mean, I know you work with the patients, but do you do things like, I don't know, reading to them or helping like with nutritional things?
So we have some volunteers that are awesome. They are always willing to help. They can provide more of the companionship, the meal prep, baking, just providing another set of eyes if family needs to go be out of the home for an extended amount of time. They can run errands for the patients, things like that. We do help set up with Meals on Wheels if needed, if they are living independently and need that assistance.
One of the things that you do that's extremely helpful is setting up the medications for families, because sometimes if someone's on a lot of medications, it can be confusing.
Oh, most definitely. We provide either a weekly Medi-Set or 2 weeks, just depending on the patient. Sometimes patients, when they're first admitted, they want their independence. They want to be out in the community. And so our visits are pretty brief and sporadic versus someone who needs more assistance. And we're in there every day, really focusing on symptom changes and control.
Do you help with like personal cares, daily cares, things like that?
Our home health aides provide bathing, and then as they're in the home, they can provide some extra assistance at that time, too. Otherwise, if there's someone who needs more care, like a companionship service or hiring privately, then we'll assist them to find that care as well.
And if someone is looking at a hospice situation, that does not have to have a doctor's referral. So who should they contact to find out more information?
They can always call our office at 562-3300. We will follow up with their primary physician if needed. Dr. Zaruba is our medical director. So if someone has an out-of-town primary physician, most of the time we go through Dr. Zaruba for our orders when we need prescriptions and things like that, but we encourage them to stay with their primary doctor.
You know, I have to say, I think the services you provide are amazing. The people that you have on your staff that work with these clients are truly a godsend. So thanks for coming in today, Jody Willison, and for being a part of the program.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Stay tuned. We'll have news coming up on Clear 101.